Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance, a space to dream, explore, and reconnect to your essential self with Stacey Barber. Stacey is a conscious mindset mentor and authentic lifestyle coach with a knack for guiding others to step into their truth and embrace times of transition with courage. Join Stacey in a space for intimate healing and growth, and get ready to face your fears so you can find deeper alignment in your life. Our stories are our light. Let them shine. Grounding into your radiance starts now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Grounding into Your Radiance. This is a podcast show and talk radio show where we are talking about the things that are coming up in life, what's relevant, and how we can start to really begin to ground into our radiance, how we can begin to come back home to ourselves and really feel what it is that life, as it the beautiful teacher that it is showing us, how we can implement those subjects and components into our lives, everyday lives, every component of our lives, and then be able to really show up as the essential human that we're truly meant to be here on earth. I am your host, Stacey Barber. I am so honored to be able to take this time to pause and slow down and be with you here and begin to kind of peel back the layers of what it is that's going on beneath the surface, of what it is that's sort of bubbling up inside of each of us through what has been going on in the past year, what life as a teacher might be teaching us now, what is starting to show its face from previous years, from our childhood, really starting to begin to be honest with ourselves about what it is that is ready to shift, what things are ready to be manifested, and what is it that we are choosing to be like in this life, show up as, and begin to allow that to blossom naturally. This is a space where I want you to allow yourself to really dream about what's possible, to begin to get real and honest with yourself, and to be able to truly come back home into the essential, true, authentic being that you are. So there is a lot going on this time of year. Spring has sprung here in Charleston, it feels like, even though it's a little early. And this time of year brings up a lot for me personally, and I would like to kind of touch on that. Today, we're going to talk about loss and how loss in our life can really be such a beautiful catalyst for change. I know that so many people in this last year and moving forward have lost their loved ones, and so many unexpected things have been going on. And I want to, first of all, share my heart with each and everyone that may have experienced that. And I want to just be here in that and truly send my love to you directly. I cannot imagine what that would feel like. And I want to really give that the grace and appreciation that it deserves right now. And I also want to start to explore for myself and my own life what that has felt like, what it has been like to lose a parent at a very young age, what it has felt like in the last couple of weeks to actually lose two friends that were my age and my husband's age to certain circumstances that also were part of my dad's life, and how that has started to really allow myself to view my own mortality, to be able to show up as the human being that I am and realize our sameness and our humanity is one, right? To be able to begin to allow myself to really step back and zoom out so that I can appreciate all that has been going on in the lives of others. That coincides in my life with really the power of forgiveness. And I will speak directly to this today. For me, around the idea of self-forgiveness and forgiveness of others, and how the process and the cycle of birth and life has allowed me to be able to really step into the grace that that forgiveness allows. So we're going to go there. We're going to talk about some of the things that are really, really difficult today. And I feel that it is so, so relevant that so many people are experiencing this right now and feeling so lost in that emotion around the experience of losing a loved one. And I want to, again, come back to the reminder that we are all in this together in some way, and what that looks like, and how I have been able to really begin to cultivate such a deeper meaning around the loss of a parent in my life and what that could hopefully provide to someone who's listening. So thinking about that, I am sitting here. This is a pre-record. We scheduled this for March 1st. This Friday is the 5-year anniversary of my father's death. And to give you some perspective, my father was 62 years old when he left this world. It was far too young. He had struggled with alcoholism his entire adult life. I've shared this in previous shows, and I think it's very, very relevant to bring that here now. What I remember about my father really revolves so much around that disease and how that I saw so deeply affected his life, the trajectory of his life, my mother's life, my sister's life. It became part of his identity to me. And there is part of me that feels really sad about that, because what I have known to become true in my life and others is that there is so much to a human being, to a soul here on earth, that we come with such a beautiful handbag of qualities and attributes that are so uniquely ours. And as I go back and I think of the remembrance of my father, and then I try to call those moments in, I would be lying if I said that there wasn't a bit of a shade over that. There was a bit of a dimness over those positive or loving attributes that he provided in our family because of the disease that he really combated his entire life. And I think about how much that has changed me, how much it has affected how I see the world around me, the ways in which I start to filter or react or respond to what's showing up. There is so much that happens in our primary years, right? The years of 0 to 8, where we're really like little sponges taking in all that's around us. And I think about the energy that was present and as I was growing up as a child, the hostility and the ups and downs, the real highs when things were great and his buddies were around and everybody was having a good time. And then like the lows, right? Where we would walk in and find my dad on the sofa and just not knowing what to expect, being in that sense of unwavering, what's next? Like, when's the ball gonna drop? And I want to speak to anyone that has grown up around that or has experienced that in their own lives, that this is something that is necessary to look at, that until we begin to start to go deep and start to look beneath the surface of how this deeply affected us in our younger years and our childhood years, and begin to see how that could very well be impacting the relationships in our lives today, the way in which we look at life, the way that we move through life day to day, how we bring a sense of that, when's the ball going to drop here? Like, what's the next thing that's going to happen? There's a bit of an anxious feeling beneath that, and really starting to allow ourselves to just be honest, first of all, because what we know is that energetically, what we begin to resist persist. And if I am resisting allowing myself to go there, to start to allow the things to bubble up beneath the surface that have been there for years, to start to get honest and real with myself about how this is or is not affecting my life, then I'm just pushing it down. And as I push it down, it's only going to continue to get more and more stagnant in my being and become enveloped and integrated into every part of my life, despite the fact that I want it there or not. And it goes back to that such a dear story that I experienced in my life and the ideal of thinking of things like this in our lives almost as a splinter, right? That they're there. They're part of who we are. They're part of our experience. And we have a choice to either let that be part that we hide, that we sort of cover up, that we put the Band-Aid over, that we choose not to look at. Or we have a really beautiful opportunity to be able to allow the splinter to be seen as it is, to be able to pull the splinter out, to observe it, to see what it is, to see how it's begun really affecting and infecting our lives so that that space can heal, so that we can see these opportunities in our lives, these circumstances, these things that we had zero control over, to be a part of our story, be a part of our experience, but not be the one that defines us. And I'm really very conscious when I talk about this topic around my father, and that I don't take on the identity of I am the child of an alcoholic. Because what I'm doing there is I am assuming a role, I am assuming an identity that I had zero control over, that was part of my experience far before I ever even came into the world. And I think this could also speak true to any other thing that's happened in our life, that I am the power behind those words. I am Stacey Barber. I am someone that is truly so deeply committed to doing the deep work in my life so that I can show up to be the best version of me that I can be. I am a child of someone who suffered from a disease. Like when we start to get honest about that, because so often we either consciously or subconsciously throw a title onto ourselves that we may or may not really be honest about the repercussions of how that will affect our lives. And so when we start to allow the clarity around that, that I am a person here on earth that is experiencing life in this human realm and that has gone through things that some may or may not have gone through. And my work is to begin to share that and be open about that in my life and in the work that I do. As we begin to start to make that shift, we can really start to allow these components to just be these beautiful parts of who we are and the story that we have to tell, but that in no way limit or define who we become from that point forward. I think that's really, really important. That has been such a necessary step for me, to be able to start to really allow myself to feel the feels, to go through the process, to be able to heal and go through the work that is necessary for me. And then also be able to see that this is something that I can utilize as such a great way of being able to reach other people, to be able to see the sameness, to be able to allow others to see the sameness in me. And so that we can all collectively begin to allow the healing to take place. So coming to the idea of what it is to experience deep loss in your life, to have that reminder in our experience, I think about the fact that my father's last day here on earth was 5 years ago, March 5th. My birthday just so happens to be next Tuesday, March 9th. And we buried my father the day before my birthday. And I will never forget the amazing people that worked at the funeral home in our hometown. This gentleman, he was so full of grace. And I'm just so grateful for people that work in that world, because they are angels here on earth. And he took such gentle care of the reality of how this day, this week that is upon us will forever make a permanent imprint upon my life. And I am so grateful for that, that it was not overlooked, because it definitely made such a huge imprint. But that also it can be a beautiful opportunity to observe life as it is, as the cycle of birth and loss, how we can allow ourselves to really begin to learn from the loss, how we can begin to really utilize our greatest power and truly living our authentic life from that space. And so many of you have heard the story around my father and his last moments on earth. And as I look back at that and how that was such a huge catalyst of change for me to really start to be honest and take responsibility for the life that I was living, it now I am able to observe that occurrence with such gratitude and as the blessing that it truly was for my life, that I hope that my dad knows that. I hope that he is able to really look down and see how much that significantly impacted the trajectory of my life in such a positive way. And I don't know, and none of us know, right? None of us know what would if here and there, right? But I don't know that I would be where I am today if that had not occurred when it had occurred in my life. I don't know that I would have gotten a wake-up call that his leaving this world, leaving his human realm, would have provided for me. I'm not really sure that anything else could have shaken me like that did. And because of that, I am sitting in such a space of gratitude. And I am so in awe of how our lives can be such a beautiful cycle of that transition, of that spaciousness, of being able to simply look out and observe nature. If we think about the seasons of our lives, thinking about how we move from summer and the light and the activity, we start to slow down into the fall, and then we go into really like the barren, the winter, right? When things begin to die away, that it's a necessary component to be able to then experience the rebirth, that rebirth of our lives, that spring, the bubbling up, the sprouting, where we begin to cultivate that awakening in our lives. That's not made possible unless we go through the darkness. I was just speaking the other day on another dear friend's podcast, and we were talking about the process of growth in nature, and how I remember reading this and being in such awe of how it applied so deeply to all human realms and just living beings in nature, is that when a seed is planted in the ground, it's planted and we cultivate the soil and we water and we feed it. When the sun is shining the brightest, when the activity is at its highest, that is not when the seed is actually growing. The seed begins its maturation and its cycle of sprouting and growth in the night, beneath the surface, in the darkness, below the level of what we can see. All that's occurring beneath, the roots are sprouting, it's beginning to make its way through the dirt, it's taking in all of the nutrients that are being provided, right? And there is such a deeply intertwined, integral process that happens beneath the surface before we ever begin to see the sprout leave the ground. How beautiful is it that that also applies to our lives, that in the darkness, in the depths of what is going on beneath the surface, when we refuse to bypass that process, because we all know that does not feel fun or anything that we naturally like to call in. It is not a joyous time of life when we are at those low points, when we are in this season of growth. And a lot of times heartache comes along with that, that we're sort of, you know, we're working through the muck and the grime. Those are not things that we naturally call in, but they are necessary to our growth. They are necessary to begin to cultivate what it is that is meant to become beyond that. And I think about that so often in this whole process, the whole cycle of birth living, the life, right? The aging process, the death process, how it is so deeply intertwined into the whole world that we see before us. How beautiful is that? That we have an example right in front of us each and every day. And to be able to observe that in times when that loss feels so heavy, when it feels like it's so often too heavy to bear, how we can allow ourselves to come back to that knowing that, yes, this is part of the process. This is a necessary part of the process. And what is it that I can learn and grow from in these times of darkness, in these times beneath the soil, so that I can begin to allow all of that fertilization and watering and all the nutrients to seep in so that I can step forward and move forward from this in such a more beautiful and magnetic and awe-inspiring way. There's a point to the process. And I think it's so important to be able to really sit down with that knowing and to be able to see this process truly for what it is, to allow that awareness to come in. Like I mentioned, just 2 weeks ago, we lost two childhood friends that we grew up in a small town. We're from Boone, North Carolina. We all grew up in this town together. And even if you weren't best buddies, you pretty much knew everybody in high school. And there were eight small elementary middle schools combined that flooded into one high school. The high school was a decent size, but again, you knew everybody. You knew everybody's name. Everyone was aware, right? And so you grow up with these people. You grow up with these faces, these personalities. And receiving the news about the loss of these two beautiful souls really rocked me. And it reminded me, my stepfather was so eloquent in his wording. He sent me a text message just the other day, sort of checking in. He said, "I know that that these occurrences, they shake us because it reminds us of our own mortality. It brings it really close to home." And I know that that has been something that so many people have been experiencing in this last year. And I would like to invite each of us, including myself, as this awareness starts to bubble up, as we are becoming more confronted with that mortality, with the cycle of life and death, that how can that begin to spur us on to truly stepping into the life that it is that we know we are meant to inhabit here on earth? What can it begin to provide as far as the possibility and the opportunity that is being literally sat in front of us, right in front of our face, to be able to see that our days here are numbered and they are precious? How can that be the spur, the light that begins to allow us to see all that we are capable of? That is the gift that I feel that is being provided to us if we're able to actually allow that light in. That in the moments when it feels so dark and so heavy, what is it that life is teaching us? What is it teaching us about ourselves? What is it teaching us about others? What is it teaching us about the world? How are we being really encouraged and taught to stay so open to the process, the act of non-attachment, right? Of loving the ones we're with, being so alive in the life that we've been provided, and not be so attached that we can't see the bigger process of what's being put before us. That's hard work, y'all. That is not a light topic or an easy conversation to begin to have. But I truly believe that it is such a necessary avenue in order to begin to really, I don't even want to say enjoy. What's the word that's coming for me right now? To really just allow in all the goodness that's being provided. I'm reminded of this conversation that I found on Insight Timer. I love that app. I listen to it every day. My goal is to become a teacher through this platform because it's such a beautiful way that is bringing people together in so many worlds that I just love. And I'm scanning through on my phone and I see the title at the top of the this one individual speech, and it says, the answer to experiencing a blissful life. And I was like, that sparked my curiosity. What exactly could someone say? In my mind, I'm going to be honest, I was like, what is somebody going to say that I probably haven't heard already? That what's coming up here? What is it that is going to be so different than what I've heard before? And there was this amazing teacher. He was, I believe he was from India. And there was, they had taped this conversation, and someone in the audience said to him, how would you describe a blissful life? What is the secret to living a blissful life? And he kind of chuckled as he sat on the stage and he said, well, my son, the secret to living a life of bliss is to being fully aware of our mortality every given moment of our lives. Knowing that this is not a forever gig and that we get one shot at this journey that we have put before us. And he said to wake up in the morning and to open your eyes and to see the ceiling above you is a blessing. And the awareness and acknowledgement that there are thousands of people around the world that did not have that same experience. To sit in a space of gratitude first thing each morning as that occurs is the secret, is to remembering the cycle of life. To bring that awareness back into our psyche each and every day is the key to experiencing a blissful experience here on earth. And I just remember sitting there in such awe of the simplicity of this, that yes, this is something that is a truth in our lives, but how often do we pull ourselves away from it? Does it feel just a bit uncomfortable enough that we don't want to realize the true reality of this? And as you begin to think on this, as you begin to practice this in your life, as you begin to allow this awareness in, just begin to see how that shifts the way that you move forward in that day, how you look at things differently, how you're so much more aware of the environment around you, of those that need you, of those that are hurting, of the joy that's just around the corner that you may have missed before. Becoming aware of that, becoming so honest with ourselves about the reality of the cycle of this life is such a powerful tool. That is my wish, is that you begin to allow that to really enter into your day-to-day life. We're going to continue the conversation. We will be back in just a moment. I can't wait to bring you more around this topic and how it has significantly shifted the entire trajectory of my experience. You're listening to Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm Stacey Barber. I will see you back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, on transformationtalkradio.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit stacybarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, barber.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no, or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm your host, Stacey Barber. I am so honored to continue to have this conversation with you around topics that matter. I am such an advocate for really talking about the hard stuff, being able to uncover these hidden truths in our lives so that we can really show up as the amazing humans that we are. And that's why I like to go there. You can ask any of my friends, the conversations that we have, they typically have a lot of meaning. And I'm learning that that is such a huge part of who I am. And I am so grateful to be able to allow that to be just part of who I am and what I bring to the world. Today, we're talking about a subject that is difficult for a lot of people to start to verbalize and start to allow in. And it is really talking about loss in our lives, any experience of loss. And we've been talking about the death of another or the loss of life, but we can really begin to allow this to shine a mirror or shine a light really on any significant loss in our lives. The loss of a job, the loss of a friendship, the loss of a home, that there's so many things that we can really experience a deep sense of loss of in our lives. And the invitation really that I have been provided and prompted in my life to really explore is, what is it that this loss is teaching me? What is it that I can begin to learn with the life that I still have in my body? How can I move forward from this experience a stronger human being, a more aware human being, an enlightened human being, a human being that really calls in compassion and understanding and forgiveness, just a better version of me? That is what life has really been asking of me and has been since I can remember the ability to begin to explore these concepts. And for me, I really feel like that truly happened 5 years ago with the loss of my father. And there was so much around that experience in particular that I was taught in the realm of forgiveness. I think so many times, if we have experienced any type of turmoil or trauma in our lives that we feel was that had been acted upon from another human being or entity or experience in our lives, there can be such resistance to forgiveness, to forgiving the other for their actions, or to forgive ourselves for our part in that, or to forgive the institution and da 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 da. What I have learned through the boots on the ground work that I have been doing around this, there was a lot that came up around my father and the experience that I had as a child living the life with a father who struggled with alcoholism. What I have begun to see is that in order to be able, for me particularly, personally, to be able to move forward and to be able to allow myself to experience the grace that was so abundantly mine in those moments of loss was to get really honest about what I had not forgiven. There were a lot of things that came up. There were basketball games that were missed. There were the moments when I knew that my father was not speaking to my mother in the way that he should. There were so many instances that I felt so deeply hurt by from him that I had to face again, that I had to allow myself to see so that I could begin to see his humanity in each of them, to remind myself that he was doing simply the best he could with what he had. He was a human that had experienced a difficult childhood himself. He was a human that had experienced an addiction to a substance that had become larger than him. He was a human that was simply living the life that had been set before him. And I could have chosen in those moments to stay in the space of blame of that because of your actions, my life looked like this, or because of the way that you treated me, this is the way that I look at relationship and men in life because of .. Yes, that was an option. And that was an option that I had chosen before. That got me nowhere. It only really gave me the feeling of being a complete victim in the experience of my life. And as my father was passing, as I knew that this was something that was coming quicker than any of us had expected, I had a choice. And it was a choice to either stay in that space, to continue to wear the garment that had felt so comfortable for so many years, even though it hadn't gotten me very far, or I could begin to see him for truly who he was. And as I allowed myself to do that, as I allowed myself to see and realize his humanity, I began to soften my heart around all that had happened. I began to, in my mind, see him as a little boy. Think about what he experienced as a child. Think about the hardships that he had to go through in his life that really taught him how to be who he was, and how I could begin to then either blame all that had happened in his life or begin to simply realize that he did the best he could with what he had. And isn't that what we're all doing? We're simply doing the best with what we have been provided. And as I allowed myself to sit in that space, to allow my awareness to expand, to see him for more than what I had for so many years, this identity as an addict or someone that struggled with addiction, as I began to allow myself to see him for who he was, I began to forgive him. I began to forgive him for all the things that I felt had so deeply impacted my life, which also in turn asked me to forgive myself for the judgment and the anger and the resentment that I had also carried for so many years. It allowed me to shine the light on a really difficult subject that was so necessary for my growth. That was a huge stepping stone for me to be able to see beneath the surface of what life had shown me. It allowed me to really start to view the power of forgiveness in such a different light. it reminded me in my life of how the power of self-forgiveness and forgiveness of others allows this awakening to enliven inside of us, that we begin to release the shackles that holding on to these things really starts to feel like. It feels as if you're shackled to this way of being, as if you are permanently connected to this component. And the beauty and the power that forgiveness provided for me in that moment said, yes, this is part of the experience. This is part of my life. It forever will be. And who can I be from this point moving forward? How can I start to shift my perspective of all that's happened, of my perspective of this man and who he was and what he did provide in life, so that I can begin to really walk in the footsteps that I'm meant to? Because when we hold on, when we refuse to allow ourselves to inhabit the grace of forgiveness, we're truly getting in our own way. We're holding ourselves back in such a way that we can hardly even see, because it becomes so comfortable. It becomes so normal, right? It becomes such a way, such an embodied way of being in our lives. And that is a choice. And that is the invitation that I am continuing to provide for myself, that I have been asked to continue to observe. And then I would love for you to begin to contemplate for yourself. I love the quote that comes back to me so often. And it's from Mary Oliver. And the quote goes, "Tell me, what is it that you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" And through the act of forgiveness, through the act of the realization of the cycle of birth and death and reawakening and rebirth, we can begin to allow ourselves to realize the deep importance of what it is that we're here to do. What desires have been placed in your heart? What do you feel you're so deeply called to begin to manifest and create in this world? What is it that's getting in the way? And as you start to begin to be truly like just radically honest with yourself about that, what's getting in the way? And for me, I was realizing that I was getting in my own way. I had held on to so many parts of the story that were so normalized and comfortable for me that it kept me stuck. And only until I began to allow myself to truly allow forgiveness in, did I experience such a huge shift in my life that allowed me to realize what it is that I'm feeling truly called to do. I had accepted a job with the credentials that I had worked hard for. I had met all the check boxes. It was the story of, you've got insurance through your job, you've got childcare through your job, you've got, you know, all your benefits that are being provided for your family. I'm checking off someone else's box. That was where I found myself. And as I allowed myself to really open up to, is this my truth? Was this my goal? Was this the story that I had been telling myself? Or was this a story that had been passed down for eons in my family and society and life that I had just accepted as my own, right? It was the trailer of all the goodies that we pick up from childhood that we're bringing along with us. And until I started to be able to forgive myself even for that, for sort of falling into the trap of this is my truth, could I make a change? I had to be able to look with gentle, clear, honest eyes about the life that I had created and what it was that I felt was so deeply calling me forward. I had to remove myself out of the way. I had to get honest. I had to do the things that were scary. I had to do the hard work and continuing to do the hard work that will forever be a part of my life. And I gladly call that in as a component, because what I know is, like we were speaking to the topic of not bypassing, we can't jump over, we can't jump the hurdle of growth experiences in our lives. And those are the ones that help us begin to really step into the version of ourselves. When I speak to our essential self, what we came here to do, what we were given this beautiful life to be able to create, we all have that little nudge. We all have that little nugget in there of something that means so much to us, that is so important to us, that we truly want to make a shift in the world, in our personal lives, our professional lives, in the world as a whole. What is it? What is it that is calling you forward? And how can we start to allow ourselves to realize the preciousness of each and every day, and that there is no time like the present? I love the idea and the quote from Marianne Williamson. When we start to get into that space of, well, how, why me? Why am I special or different? Or what is it about me that I feel like I could do these things? And it's the reminder of, if not you, then who? That desire, those feelings, those aspirations, those things that you know that have been placed inside of you for a reason, they're there for you to heed. And if we continue to push down or ignore or sort of submerge all of that beneath, we're going to live a life that doesn't feel totally fulfilling and full of love and joy and peace. That is our birthright, to be able to call that in, to live a blissful life, enjoying each moment of our lives. Even through the darkness, seeing the light through that, seeing the silver lining beneath all the things that have been coming up for us. If those are placed in our hearts, if those desires and those wishes and those aspirations are there, they're there for a reason. And I gently challenge you to begin to allow that in, to begin to start to see that for what it is in your life, to take on the challenge. If not you, then who? And why not you? We each are entering into this life in the human realm just as each other, just as another. We are more alike than we are different, my friends. Maya Angelou, one of my favorite quotes. We are all here collectively to work towards the greater good of humanity. And that means something different for each of us. That can simply be sharing the love with a child. That can be showing up as the most understanding, compassionate friend. That can be a boss that is so understanding and approachable. That can mean taking on the crisis of hunger in the world. That can mean calling in significant abundance so that we can provide abundance to others so that they can thrive. It's so uniquely different, just as we all are, to what it is that life is really calling you forward to create. And once we start to really come back home to ourselves, listen to that voice, hear the nudge, feel the calling, then we can begin to really shift the trajectory of our lives into the path that was destined, that we were destined for, that has been created for us. Allowing ourselves to see past the current circumstances, calling in forgiveness, calling in compassion, calling in the grace that so often we deny ourselves and others. So as I start to move forward into the upcoming week, there are a lot of things that continue to bubble up. And I'm getting really honest with myself about, what is this chapter of my life teaching me? What is coming up for me now? What does it mean to have experienced so much change and growth in such a short period of time that was prompted by the loss of another? What can I continue to learn from my father's death? How can I be in such sheer gratitude of the eye-opening experiences that one single occurrence in my life called in? How can we all start to allow the truth of that to manifest in our lives, to become part of who we are, to begin to see life around us as it's happening and learn and grow and cultivate such a beautiful way of being in the life that's provided for us. These are the things that are such an important topic. These are the conversations that we have to begin really having with ourselves and others to be able to really truly learn from what's before us, to realize the nuggets that have been provided, to be able to see the beauty in all things before us. There is a silver lining there as long as we're able to truly allow it in. And that is the work, my friends. That is the work. Going there, being there, realizing all that is being provided for us, to be able to allow that in, to sit with that, to not judge the experience or try and control or change it, but to allow that to be what it is, the teacher that it is. Allow life to be the greatest sculptor and teacher that is provided. I hope this conversation touches you. I hope it means something to you. My truth, my story, my experience would mean so much less if I didn't feel the opportunity to share it here with you and to share it with others. The power in our stories is the telling of our stories, not in a space of victimhood or blame, but in that space of transition, transformation, transcension. What is it that we have learned from these occurrences in our lives? What is it that we can take forward and move through life in such a beautiful way from all that we have been provided? I feel such a deep obligation, honestly, to continue to bring the conversation up, to begin to allow the light to be shown on my experience so that others can see their likeness and sameness within that story. And I pray that this is something that has really touched your heart. It has meant so much to bring it here to you today and to be able to share what's going on in my life and to, again, meet you where you're at, to help each of us continue to realize how precious these lives that we have before us are. And again, really prompting, what is it that you plan to do with this one wild, precious life that you have? I can't wait to see what that is for you, what your story continues to unfold as. And I will be cheering you on and rooting you on the whole time. Again, I'm so honored to be here with you. I would love to continue to connect with you in a deeper way. Please reach out. Find me on my website at stacybarber.com. You can reach out to me on my email, stacy.barber@gmail.com. And just know that you have everything you need inside of you. As life continues to unfold, really allow the awareness and the beauty to bubble up and be shown to you. And as you allow that in, step back and watch the magic happen. I will see you next time around. This is Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm Stacy Barber. Take care and love the ones you're with.
Thank you for listening to Grounding Into Your Radiance, where you become empowered to face change and transition from a place of clarity. Learn to shed your layers and declutter the space between your story and your truth. Do you feel a little lighter now? Tune in next time for more opportunities to explore, dream, and reconnect with your essential self with Stacy Barber. For more information about Stacy and her services, visit stacybarber.com. That's Stacy, S-T-A-C-I-E, barber.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.